Dictation for Evelyn, E V as in Victor, E L Y N, Allen, A L L E N, July 2nd, 43, addresses a letter, Dr. Freestone, F R E E S T O N E, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, consultation for Mrs. Allen with evidence of advanced renal failure comes accompanied with daughter-in-law. She seems surprised about these kidney abnormalities. She says to be feeling really well. She has some knowledge about kidney disease, as husband has also kidney problems. Weight, appetite is stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, urine without cloudiness or blood, minimal nocturia, no gross incontinence. She's been taking anti-inflammatory agents, ibuprofen, and Celebrex for a long period of time. She was called to stop Celebrex. She misunderstood and was taking generic form, so she's still been taking until now. Now we are formally discontinued this. She has significant arthritis with prior knee replacement, x3 on the left, x1 on the right. Presently, no gross edema or claudication symptoms. She denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope, or increase of dyspnea. No skin rash, no some bruises, no headaches. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history, long-term hypertension, diabetes within the last 2 years, apparently well controlled. No documented retinopathy or peripheral neuropathy ulcers. Denies history of coronary artery disease. She's not aware of any valve abnormalities or CHF, no TAS or stroke, no peripheral vascular disease or procedures, denies kidney stones, recurrent urinary tract infection, blood protein in the urine, no liver abnormalities. She's not aware of anemia or blood transfusion. Next paragraph, surgeries, knee replacement, 3 opportunities on the left, from complications, 1 on the right, hysterectomy, unsure if ovary is removed, bilateral cataract surgery, prior colonoscopies, prior fracture on the right foot. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin. No smoking, alcohol, present or past, no family history of kidney disease, but a number of cancers, different organs. Next paragraph, medications presently on glipizide, escitalopram, Lipitor, Prilosec, Trazodone, Celebrex, off the baclofen, off the losartan HCTC, new medication, amlodipine. Next paragraph, today weight 201. Fair historian to poor. I think there is some memory issues there. Alert, oriented to person, place, time. Very pleasant, no respiratory distress, no gross skin, mucosal, lymph nodes, abnormalities, good pulses. No respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites, tenderness, or masses. Good peripheral pulses, no edema, no neurological deficits. Next paragraph, creatinine from 2018 to presently 1.30, 2019 1.65, 2021 1.52, 1.70, and then it peaked to 2.7 and then stabilizing by September at 1.6. By December of 2021, 2.0. 2022, 2.46. 2.2. October 2.36, and now April 2.78. Present GFR 17, stage 4. A normal sodium, potassium at 5, metabolic acidosis 22 with a high chloride 111. Upper normal calcium, albumin normal. Glucose in the lower hundreds. Liver function test not elevated. A1C at 6.3, anemia 9.6, and normal white blood cell platelet. Anemia has also progressed with a drop from December 2021. There is no major amount of albumin in the urine, ratio less than 30. Urine analysis, however, is from 2021. In that opportunity, no gross blood, protein, or cells. She did have a recent echocardiogram. Excuse me, the last echocardiogram is 2019 with normal ejection fraction. At that time, no major abnormalities. With a negative stress test, this was done preoperative for knee surgery. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 4, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Long-term exposure to Celebrex and similar misunderstanding. She keep taking the Celebrex as she did not recognize the generic name. This is being discontinued right now. Diabetes is a new problem and the behavior is not for diabetes. Too fast, too short. Urine analysis will be updated. Few years back, no active blood protein. We'll see what it shows now to rule out glomerulonephritis vasculitis. A kidney ultrasound to be done, including arterial Doppler to make sure that there is no renal artery stenosis. Blood pressure in the office, upper side at 142 over 80 on the right, 144, 76 on the left. There is no documented atherosclerosis. There is anemia. We will update iron studies, B12 folic acid, reticulocyte count. For completeness, we are going to check for plasma cell disorder. That might explain many of her abnormalities. With results, we will advise for potential anemia treatment, phosphorus management, potential vitamin D125 for secondary hyperparathyroidism, stay off diuretics and ARB losartan, discontinue Celebrex and all anti-inflammatory agents. We will discuss and educate patient and family about potential dialysis. Plan to see her back on the next 6 to 8 weeks or early as needed. End of dictation.